Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hi, welcome to today's our Tech News Podcast. Who have we got on today's podcast?
Hi, this is Roberto Maziero. I run the ADP Innovation Labs. ADP is this payroll and human capital management company. I've been in the business for more than 70 years.
Yeah.
You know, serving the largest companies in the world and the smallest companies in the world as well, with their needs to, manage their most valuable asset, their people.
Yeah. And I guess, tell a bit more about what APT does, because you say you manage people, but how do you go about doing that?
Well, what ADP does is, several ways to manage your workforce. So we provide software, nowadays everything runs on the cloud, for you to manage the time collection, the payroll, the benefits, the compensation, the recruiting, all of the needs of any particular business. For small business, we actually provide services that are, easy. So the owner of a small business can just basically go in and run payroll themselves. And we run for more than 1 million companies around the world. Their payroll needs and their human capital needs. We're very proud now to be, entering this, what we call the small or the nascent businesses in Ireland.
Yeah. So tell me a bit more about your,
my career.
Yeah.
I started, very early on, computer science. I am from Brazil. That's why the accent, started three different startups in Brazil. And two of them, didn't go well. I mean, that's what happens with startups most of the time. The third one really worked. We got a lot of clients, large clients, using our software. And the software that we built was already a human capital and payroll software in Brazil. We started serving big companies. We needed money. Brazil is a large country. We needed money to distribute the software across the country. And we either had to go to a bank or find a good partner. And when looking for partners, ADP was one that we looked at. It was already present in Brazil and with a long history of good service. And we met with them, and they ended up acquiring my startup in Brazil. This is about like 23 years ago. Yeah. And after they acquired the company, they migrated all the clients of Brazil to the solution from my previous company and invited me to come to U.S. To run some of their businesses in U.S. I came for a 2-year assignment here to United States, and then 20 years later, I'm still here. I ran a lot of different groups at ADP, large development groups, 700 people on different areas of our software engineering. And then about 10 years ago, I still had this sort of like startup entrepreneurial spirit in me. I wanted to do something that I could control the destiny of the product, let's say.
Yeah.
I pitched to the CEO and the CIO to create an innovation lab. And they approved that. So we started an innovation lab where we basically incubate new products for ADP. And the first product we did is ADP Mobile, today a global solution for all employees and managers to do everything they need, look at their pay statements and enroll in benefits and look at their retirement and everything else, their pensions. And then we did Marketplace. We did a bunch of different initiatives. And the last one we did on the lab that I run today was Roll, this product that we're launching in Ireland.
And what does Roll do?
Roll is a solution for running payroll for small business, business from 1 to 20 employees. So if you're an owner, if you have a small business, you do landscaping, you are a electrician, you are a small dentist office, whatever you are, you can download this app from the App Store or the Google Play Store called Roll by ADP. You set up your company in about 15 minutes. We connect to the revenue system. We grab all the data. We keep you always in sync with the revenue. And you can calculate your payroll for yourself and your employees in less than a minute. So that's the beauty. It runs on your mobile. You can also use the desktop, but 90%+ of our clients just use their mobile. And it uses a user interface that is very different than any system out there. It is a conversational interface. Basically, you're chatting with an intelligent assistant. You basically, if you want to run your payroll, you go to chat and you say, run my payroll. If you want to hire someone, you say, hire a new employee. If you want to give someone a raise, you say, give Mary a raise. And the system will ask you the appropriate questions to complete that, to finish that task. So it's extremely simple. There's no training needed. There's no implementation a specialist needed. We do have 24/7 support for the system included in the price. But basically, you do it yourself. It's so simple. We made it so simple that you can do it yourself.
And I guess basically, because most people have got mobile devices like a tablet or a smartphone, it's been designed to mainly work with those.
I think we designed it for the phone first. I think nowadays we're used to do most of our business on the phone. Our banking, our shopping, everything. So we thought, why not? And we see that a lot of small businesses, they actually are mobile. Yeah. They are not tethered to a computer. They're not sitting on a desk in front of a computer. Some are, but most are not. They are on the field. They're visiting their clients. They're doing jobs on the client's house or offices. So the convenience of carrying that phone with you and be able to run a payroll while you're sitting, taking your coffee break, I think is phenomenal. I mean, we see the clients that we have, and they love the app.
Yeah.
They just never go back. I mean, I don't know about you, Ron, but myself, if I need to buy something on Amazon, for example, and I'm sitting in front of the computer, I still do it on my phone.
Yeah,
The navigation is simpler. It's more straightforward. There's no distraction.
Yeah, because when you're using it on a desktop, you get things like ads in the way. Whereas on a mobile version, the ads aren't as intrusive.
Exactly. You're focused on the task, and that's why you can do something as, quote unquote, complex as payroll in 30 seconds. We see our clients coming in. We designed the system to almost like be, we don't want users to be engaged.
Yeah.
We want users to come in, do their job, and go back to their business. Because what should be the most important thing for them is acquiring new clients, make sure that they're providing best service they can. Payroll, it's usually not top of mind for anybody. It's a need. We have to do it. But it should be something that moves to the background, that you can do very fast, get it done, and go about your business again.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it right now. If you're using the computer, you got to turn it on and everything else.
Exactly.
And with this, you can use it anywhere. If you've got a mobile device, you can be anywhere. You can be for drinks with friends and realize, oh, I forgot to do this. give me a minute, and you can go and do it there and then.
You can be on vacation
in
Thailand or whatever, and you can run your payroll. You don't need to worry about
it. Yeah, because that to me is something that's very important, because at times you might have a scenario where your computer is in the office and you're not in the office. So, and you only access it if you're in the office, but if you got a mobile device,
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that convenience, the simplicity of the user interface, and that convenience to be able to do payroll wherever you are, whatever time of the day, is what our users really love. And for a very, I think a very fair price as well.
Yeah, because for me, I'm looking at, because everything is now cloud-based, the cloud has brought in new technology and able to do this. And in fact, you've now got the AI involved as well. You're talking to it. That's something you didn't have 5 or 6 years ago. So I can see in the next generation of your software, whatever is going to be the next big thing, you'll have that in there as well.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we already have on Roll. Roll not only runs your payroll, but it is almost like this digital assistant. You can ask questions about, like, how much should I spend on marketing?
Yeah.
And this thing will give you like the best estimate or whatever based on general public information. You can also ask information about your own company.
Yeah.
How much I spend on payroll this last month? When was John hired? For how long he's been on the company? All of that, you're just having this conversation with Roll, and it uses AI behind the scenes to understand what your intent is and respond accordingly.
Well, to me, it's like if you got an Apple device, you're using Hey Siri or Alexa, Hey Alexa. It's very similar to that. So if you're used to using those, you can use this, I presume, the same way.
Absolutely. Yes. If you can chat with someone, if you know how to chat with a friend using whatever you use, Messenger, WhatsApp, whatever the app is, you know how to use Roll. That's how easy it is.
Yeah, because to me, that's the important thing is usability. And the fact that it's on a mobile device, you realize mobile device is easier to navigate than a computer, because not everyone likes computers and knows how to use them that well.
Yep, exactly. And obviously, we have all that, but we also have, like, the compliance. We make sure that you're paying the taxes accordingly.
Yeah.
As I said, we keep you in sync with the revenue system and your RPNs and all that. And we generate a SEPA file for you to do direct deposits for your employees on the banking system. So I think it has all of that background operational that you expect from a good software. And then this whole new layer of intelligence on top that makes it simple.
Because to me, intelligence is very important. The fact that it can steer you along the way, it's like having an extra employee in your company.
Yes. And by the way, one of the things we do is that we analyze every time you run your payroll, we analyze if there is any abnormalities.
Yeah.
Let's say you never pay Ronan overtime, and then all of a sudden, you pay like 6 hours of overtime. We're not going to say don't pay. He might deserve that. You might deserve that.
Yeah.
But the system, Roll, will wake up and say, hey, you never pay Ronan overtime, and now you're paying 6 hours. Just make sure that that's what you want to do. So it gives you that. It's almost like this personal assistant that look at everything you do and come up with this sort of like insights and questions, quote unquote, or confirms that is this exactly what you want to do. And if it is, go forward. But if not, here's how you fix it.
Yeah. And also, it might say, I see you're paying overtime on a Saturday. And normally on Saturday, you don't do overtime.
Yes, exactly. It looks at patterns.
Yeah.
That's why we use the AI behind the scenes. We look at the pattern of how you've been paying. And then if something doesn't look right, we will alert you and give you the chance to, re-enter that data or fix whatever you did wrong.
Yeah, because to me, that's in a business these days. If you haven't time to do all this and check through all your data, the fact that it does it for you, it's a bonus.
Yes, and the other thing, Ronan, that not only the system, the same application that the owner uses to run the payroll, hire, you know, terminate, whatever you need to do. The same application is used by the employees.
Yeah.
So the employees can also download role by ADP, and they can then have access to their pay statement. They can look at their pays. They can receive push notifications when something important happened, like they got pay or that vacation got approved or whatever. Everything sits on their phone as well. So, you know, it's great for companies that want to go paperless.
Yeah.
So not distribute checks anymore. You get on your phone and you get a PDF of your statement. So if you want to email that to your bank because you want to get a loan or something, or if you want to print it out because you like to have that on paper, you can do that as well.
Well, to me, it's good for the environment that you're paperless.
Yes. That's one of the ideas. Keep it very, like, we try to not have any type of reports. All of that, the app sort of, like, gives you right there. For the owner, we give you a payroll register that tells you, hey, here's your total, here's how much you pay each one of your employees. And it's all there, and it's there forever. One of the UXs that we also have is what we call a timeline, which our clients also love. So not only they can do the chat, but they have this timeline, which lists everything you did chronologically. So you know it's, oh, yesterday, did I run payroll or not? I don't remember. You just scroll back to yesterday. There it is, everything you've done with all the data that you input and all the data that we calculated and output.
Yeah, and also, if you're on a mobile device, you can also take screenshots, which you can use as well. And that to me, is like paperless in a way. It's great. You get a screenshot, or you can create a PDF as well.
Yes. That's the idea. Keep it. And like, if you need to give us a document, or you just take a picture, the whole system uses all of the capabilities of mobile to make it, you know, as simple as we can for you to perform your task.
Because to me, that's very important these days, that you can actually see instantly what's going on. And you're not basically waiting for someone to get back to you with data.
Exactly. And by the way, not only you can know, role will reach out to you. So if you have your payroll, let's say it's paid on Friday on a fortnightly basis or weekly or monthly, when it's time for you to run payroll, you don't even need to remember. Your mobile will start buzzing because Roll will tell you, hey, it's time for you to run payroll for your Friday, payroll.
Yeah.
And you just click on that notification, the app will open up. It will be right there on the payroll conversation, as we call. And you will enter the hours or the overtime or the bonus that you want to pay someone, whatever it is. And we will calculate, record, communicate to this revenue system and generate all of the pay statements that will be sent to all of the employees.
Yeah, and because this mainly works for small businesses, it's a lot better for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's having a small business is hard.
Yeah.
You know, it you have to focus 100% on your business, on getting the next client, on making sure that you deliver that service that you promise by the day that you promise. As I said, you should not have your brain be consumed by this sort of like back office tasks, like payroll. That's where ADP, that's where role comes in. You don't worry about it. We will alert you when it's time for you to pay attention. You can do your job in less than a minute to run your payroll, and you can go back to running your business, which is what is important.
Yeah, because the important thing, if you're running a business, you don't want to have to go and spend time doing this payroll. Years ago, doing payroll and accounts would have been the most boring thing of the job. And you just, I don't want to do this. Whereas now, it's a lot easier to do and simpler.
Exactly. And I think what we try to do, it's really to pay attention to all aspects of that. I mean, not only the payroll itself, but managing your people, how easy it is to change their salary, or if they move from an address to another. Everything, there's no menus on the application. Basically, if you can say what you want to do, you just say it and the system will understand. Role will understand. It will ask you the right questions. And I think we were so fortunate because we designed this, and now you see what happened over the last year, Ronan, with ChatGPT. I mean, like conversational texting or chatting is what make AI ubiquitous.
Yeah.
You know, so we were lucky that we designed a little bit of a foresight here. We designed Roll with this idea that, yes, I mean, you should be able to have access to enormous capability just by chatting. And that is what is happening in the world in general with ChatGPT. And Roll is just kind of leveraging this power that was given to us to do one of the most important things, as I said, for any small business, which is taking care of their employees.
And because it was built and conceived in an innovation lab, you're able to bring in things like AI, and you're also thinking, well, what's going to be next that's going to be big and we can bring in as well?
Yes. I mean, by the way, when we launched this in US, there was no ChatGPT.
Yeah.
We already had ML, machine learning, to understand what the natural language, what the user wanted it to do, and how to ask the appropriate questions. But then ChatGPT came last, you know, November.
Yeah.
And by July of this year, we actually embedded ChatGPT in Roll.
Yeah.
So we're using the new large language models, the LLMs, behind Roll to become even more intelligent, to be able to answer even more questions, generic questions, questions about business, about strategy. So that is what you get also when you buy Roll.
And I can see in maybe 10, 12 years' time, Roll would come with a hologram AI instead.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what's coming, but I got to tell you, it's coming fast.
Yeah.
I mean, every day you see, I mean, in this particular field, every day there is something new.
Yeah.
There is someone launching. I think Google just launched their new model, I think just this week. So there's something new, and we keep tab. I mean, that's the beauty of this product coming out of the lab, because as you said, we keep our ears very close to what is happening out there, and we try to bring those technologies into the product as fast as we can.
Yeah, it reminds me in America when some of the air manufacturers had a division called Skunk Works, which is like an innovation lab. And they built planes like the Blackbird S-71. That came out of that because they were seeing what innovation was, and that couldn't be built in the normal manufacturing place because they had an ability to. They were told you got to conform to what we're doing. Whereas innovation lab, you get to do it all yourself.
Exactly. I think we really appreciate the legacy of ADP. The fact that we have all this wealth of knowledge on the compliance side, we take actually the liability for your payroll.
Yeah.
If the payroll is wrong, we will take the fines.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I we really appreciate that. But at the same time, we wanted to create a department, a structure, a way of operating that, as you said, Ronan, is uncheckle from the bureaucracy and all of the way that we've been doing things forever. So we were able to sort of like totally reinvent the way the software is, not be tied to the menus and reports and this and that. Let's just think different. And I think that's a lot of companies now have their labs. It's as you said, even back in the days, you know, people had their Skunk Work department that they would just come up with something. That's what excites me. I have the best job at ADP because I can think of something and build at something. Without, it's almost like I said, I don't ask for permission. I ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that gives us the freedom to create something like Roll, something as revolutionary as Roll.
Because as technology is changing each day, you're seeing what's going on, and you're seeing about like wearables become more popular. And you're thinking, well, in 2 years' time, we can have a version of Raw that works with a wearable device.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of wearable devices, because this is tied to your mobile, obviously your watch will send you the push notifications if you get paid. Like, all of that can happen on the watch as well. And who knows, Ronan, if, you know, the new, like, goggles for, as you said, holographic vision or augmented reality, who knows what will come out of that? And we're paying attention. We will be in the pilot of all of those devices. We have good relationship with the top companies to get access to these devices, because ADP is the largest, you know, company in the world as it relates to payroll. And we actually, a lot of these big companies are our clients as well. So we can be really on the forefront of these technologies.
And I can see a future where you can actually use voice technology on your wearable device to say, run payroll, do this, do that.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things interesting you say that, Ronan, one of the things we actually have in the lab, demos, prototypes, even functioning systems that use voice. One of the things we did is we tested that with clients. And because of the type of business we're in, which is very sensitive, you know, from people did not really bought in into voice because of privacy. You know, like you don't want to say, like, you know, hey, fire Ronan, you know, in a public space or even in the workspace. So the type of business, I think for other businesses, voice, vision, all of that will come probably first. I think for ours, because of the sensitivity of the data, it's your salary, it's your, you know, work condition. Sometimes it's even like, you know, health information if you're doing benefits and stuff. Privacy is very important. And that's why we keep it, we try to keep it very, you know, very close in terms of security, obviously, but also the way you use the system so that you don't divulge that information to everybody.
Yeah. I think as more and more businesses and software and hardware is using voice technology, it will finally be accepted by people using your products.
Yeah, I think it's generational as well. I look at my kids; they use voice much more than I do. I rarely use on my phone. I don't know about you. Maybe you're more advanced there, but I'm still like a type. I'm typing on the device, but them. I mean, they use Siri, they use Google all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when they search on the web, they're using, like, to open an app, they use to ask a question. I think as the generations, you know, kind of come to the workspace, you will see more and more voice as a navigation as well. I agree.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what products you come on next, and I'm looking forward to next iteration of Roll and how it will help businesses in Ireland do great stuff, because this technology means they can deal with their day-to-day job. I'm not have to worry about payroll, which to them could be a most annoying thing to do.
Yeah, we're very happy to be in Ireland. It's our first country in Europe that we're launching Roll. So we're very proud to be there. Hopefully, you know, business in Ireland will recognize how advanced this application is, how easy it is, how affordable it is. You still have 24/7, you know, support from our specialists if you have any questions. But again, the convenience of this being on your mobile, do it yourself, guaranteed by ADP to be a compliant payroll, automatically connected to the revenue, all of that. I think it's a great offer, and hopefully it will help small business in Ireland to be more successful, not having to worry about payroll, not having to worry about, like, the complexities of running your payroll. So yeah, we're very happy to be in Ireland to serve this very important market for ADP.
On that note, I'll say thanks for a great conversation, Roberto, and good luck on the Irish launch and good luck in the future.
Thank you again for the opportunity. Love being here with you, Ronan, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, take care then. Thanks. Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter @Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.